Hallelujah, Christ is risen.
He is risen indeed. Hallelujah.
And that is why we in the Holy Christian Church Cantate, why we sing to the Lord a new song with shouts of Alleluia. Cantate is from the Latin, to sing. You are familiar with the term cantata, a church cantata, sometimes presented at Christmas and at Easter. So we do sing to the Lord a new song, and it is the song of salvation. You, the dear people of Christ Jesus, those who are dearly beloved by God, are one family in Christ, and you lift up your voices together in praise and thanksgiving and adoration to the triune God. Every good gift and every perfect gift is from above, coming down from the Father of lights, James writes, with whom there is no variation or shadow due to change. Of his own will he brought you forth by the word of truth, that you should be a kind of first fruits of his creatures. Do not be deceived. Don't listen to the devil. Don't listen to your sinful nature that says you are good and righteous and holy in yourself. You can please God by the works you do. You don't need to repent. You don't need to look to Christ. Of course you do. That is a deceit straight from the heart of hell. But God has brought you forth by the word of his truth. And in today's gospel, we're going to consider what truth is. We all know that famous question of Pontius Pilate when Jesus says that he came into the world to testify to the truth. And Pilate asked skeptically, "Truth? What is truth?" He didn't believe in an ultimate truth. He didn't believe in something that is always universally true in every time, in every generation, in every place. You know, of course, that our Lord Jesus Christ is the truth. You recall his saying, "I am the way, the truth, and the life." And he goes on, "No one comes to the Father except through me." We could say that Jesus himself is the truth, since he himself says that. He is the truth. He is truly your Savior from sin. He is truly what the Scriptures confess of him, what they proclaim about him, and what we confess in the Creed. The very Son of God, God of God, light of light, very God of very God, begotten, not made, come down from heaven for you, for your life and your salvation. Jesus is the truth. He is truly your Savior, no matter what. Well, let me clarify that. No matter what, well, Jesus speaks of sin, that when the Spirit comes, he will convict the world concerning sin. And Jesus identifies sin as not believing in him. You see, there is one unforgivable sin, and that is unbelief. That is rejection of the grace of God in Christ Jesus. But the Holy Spirit, through the law, convicts us concerning sin. The Holy Spirit unfolds, opens up our true condition before God, that we are by nature sinful and unclean, that we cannot please God by anything we do or work our way into his good favor. That is a good thing to know. Because when the Holy Spirit convicts you of sin, convicts me of sin, we look to Jesus. We look to the one who is truly our Savior. We look to the one who has shed his holy and precious blood for us, for the sins of all the world. And looking to Jesus in faith, we are saved. Jesus says when the Holy Spirit comes, he will convict the world concerning righteousness because he goes to the Father, and the disciples and us 2,000 years later do not see Jesus. What does that mean? Well, when Jesus ascended to the Father, his work of salvation was complete. If Jesus had not been Son of God, if Jesus had been merely a man just like you and me, the Father would have kicked him out of heaven when he appeared at the gates. But Jesus is very God of very God, begotten, not made. Jesus is the second person of the Godhead. He has completed the work of your salvation, and all heaven, as we will celebrate on the festival of the Ascension, all heaven breaks forth in praise and acclamation, giving glory to God, singing hallelujahs, because Christ has finished his work, and now his righteousness is credited to all who believe. The righteousness that covers all of your sin, all of my sin, the righteousness that God credits to us, by which God accounts us to be righteous, this alien righteousness of Jesus Christ applied to us in baptism and continually applied to us in the Holy Gospel. Jesus says when the Holy Spirit comes, he will convict the world concerning judgment because the ruler of this world is judged. Now, who is the ruler of the world? I'll use an old Scottish term. Nicky Ben. Nicky Ben. That's a Scottish name for the devil. The devil has been judged. He has been defeated by Jesus' death, resurrection, and ascension. Now, the devil is the accuser of the brothers, the accuser of Christians. Sometimes the devil accuses you and says, you call yourself a Christian? Sometimes the devil accuses you and says, look at that sin you just committed. God will never forgive you. Well, remember, the prince of this world is judged. He is condemned. He has no claim upon you. For you have been redeemed in Christ Jesus. You have been washed in his holy, precious blood. Your sins are forgiven. When Luther felt himself afflicted by the devil accusing him, Luther would say, all the things you say are true, devil, but there is one thing that is even more true, and that is that I have a mighty Savior, Jesus Christ, who died for my sins, who has taken my sins away, the one you could not defeat, the one who has defeated you. And devil, I cling to him, and your words of accusation do not confound me at all. These things are true. The Bible itself, God's word, is truth, Jesus said, because the Bible itself proclaims Jesus Christ to us. Jesus is glorified in our midst. When the Holy Spirit comes, he will glorify me, for he will take what is mine and declare it to you. And what are these things that Jesus says are his, that the Holy Spirit declares to you and to me? The righteousness of Christ, his victory over sin, death, and the devil, the forgiveness of sins, These things are declared to you week after week in the divine service. Never grow tired of hearing these things, because they are what is ultimately true, the things of Jesus. And no matter what you face in life, Christ's salvation is sure and true. No matter what disappointments you experience in life, Christ's salvation is sure and true. No matter your weakness, no matter your sin, no matter that you have sinned in thought, in word, and deed, Christ's salvation and Christ's forgiveness are surely true. So what is truth? Well, it's Jesus. It's what we hear today. It's what we receive today in Christ's body and blood. It's a forgiveness of sins. It's eternal life. It's a salvation that nothing can threaten or destroy as we abide in Christ Jesus. He is the truth. He is your truth. Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit. Amen. And now the peace of God, which passes all human understanding, guard your hearts and your minds in Christ Jesus, your Savior. Amen. Amen.